Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
From seasoned veterans bringing home far more coin than you likely imagined, to long-suffering sleeping giants finally getting paid in an attempt to scare off the competition, these currently active WWE titans still probably aren't earning what they're worth for the most part. But would you turn your nose up at any of the following blockbuster deals? One very much doubts it. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 highest paid WWE wrestlers of 2021. Number 10, Dolph Ziggler, $1.5 million. Nobody would be in a rush to class Dolph Ziggler as one of the most must-see talents currently making up the increasingly thinning numbers seen on either Raw or SmackDown. But the fact that he sits as one of the longest tenured talents the company has on their books as of 2021, it stands to reason that Ziggles would have negotiated himself a pretty penny for his familiar face rocking up on WWE TV. And $1.5 million is up there with the prettiest of pennies, it must be said. And even though the former World Heavyweight Champion has openly admitted to considering a departure from his longtime employers on numerous occasions, the thought of working with fresh talent has seemingly been enough to guarantee his services for the foreseeable. In terms of his overall on-screen output over the last year, a SmackDown Tag Team title run wasn't the worst of returns, and stepping into the US title scene before 2021 waves goodbye seems like as good a use of his expensive time as anything right now. Number 9, The Miz, $2.5 million. As this list progresses, it'll become increasingly more obvious why certain talents seem to dominate WWE's weekly screen time more than some of the other depressingly underutilized world-class workers they currently have on their books. Now, that's not to say that The Miz has absolutely nothing to offer in comparison to the likes of Finn Balor, Ricochet, and Sami Zayn, but his whopping $2.5 million yearly payday likely makes the idea of leaving him off TV for a week a much harder pill to swallow than going princeless for 7 days. It's not too difficult to see why the mighty Miz ranks so highly on the payroll, however. With his loudmouth promo style and in-ring presentation perfectly fitting the WWE mold, his loyalty to the company, and ability to cross over into reality TV through his own show or even Dancing with the Stars, all more than justifying WWE's willingness to send him home with a sizable chunk of change per annum. 2021 also saw Miz become the first ever two-time Grand Slam winner. Not a bad return either. Number 8, Kevin Owens, $2 to $3 million. Kevin Owens got paid, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke. A lot was made of whether or not the former Kevin Steen would finally call it quits as his previous deal with WWE reached its conclusion at the end of January. Many felt the one-time Universal Champion would be better served as a feature player within Tony Khan's All Elite Wrestling, joining back up with his young buck chums on Wednesday and Friday nights. However, Owens' reasoning that he had to do what was best for his family in taking up WWE on their offer of somewhere between $2 to $3 million makes all the sense in the world. Wrestlers only get a limited amount of time in the mega money sun, so it's wise to make your money whilst you can, regardless of whether your employers see you as nothing more than a main event whipping boy or not. A promising start and ending to 2021, and the sheer amount of dough thrown at KO to stay put, seems to suggest WWE still feel there's value in having the bumping machine butt heads with whoever is at the top. And you never know, that next world title run could be closer than you think. Number 7, Goldberg, $3 million. With it very much being common knowledge at this point that Goldberg is only contracted to perform in around 2 to 3 matches a year, the fact that the former WCW World Heavyweight Champion is still able to reel in a jaw-dropping $3 million a year is likely enough to make most current full-time talents reconsider their negotiation tactics. Smashing himself through or against Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley in 2021, with the latter war stretching over 2 brutal pay-per-view showcases, Goldberg at least hasn't grabbed the headlines in as controversial a fashion as he did over the course of 2020, a year which saw him seemingly pulverize Bray Wyatt's aura in a matter of seconds. Big Bill's current deal with WWE spans through 2023, so you can bet you'll see him bulldozing fools and protecting Gage from more monsters on at least a few more occasions over the next 2 years. And would you really put it past McMahon to strap his bald 54-year-old behemoth again before that contract reaches its dramatic end? Brace yourselves. Number 6, Becky Lynch, $3.1 million. Finally making her triumphant return to the squared circle at SummerSlam 2021 after becoming the mom. Becky Lynch takes the female top spot as the woman bringing home the most moolah as an active WWE worker as of recording. She may have spent over a year away growing a child, bringing it into the world, and then training like a madwoman to get into the shape of her career. But big time Beck slips straight back into sports entertainment life like she'd never missed a beat. It's this ability to quickly pick back up where she left off as one of the finest talkers and all-round workers that makes her cool $3.1 million payday an absolute no-brainer. And a bit of a steal when you consider just how big a star the man actually is in the 2021 pop culture landscape. Sure, her recent in-ring booking hasn't been the most captivating of developments to behold, but her aforementioned Survivor Series show stealer with real-life bitter rival Charlotte Flair acted as a welcome return to form for this Irish icon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Number 5, AJ Styles. $3.5 million. It's been a funny old time for the Phenomenal One over the last year or so. After a critically acclaimed cinematic spectacle with a dead man at Mania 36, AJ Styles was transitioned into something of a mid-card gatekeeper, before taking up his most recent role as wise veteran imparting his wisdom on sidekick turned recent enemy, Omos. But despite slipping out of the main event scene, WWE will likely feel as though they're still getting a decent enough return on their $3.5 million a year investment on the former WWE champion, with Styles consistently holding down the Monday Night Fort. A quick listen to the noise that greeted Styles at Money in the Bank, the first pay-per-view to hold a full house post-pandemic times, tells you all you need to know about the caliber of star WWE still have in their ranks, should they feel the need to pull the trigger on another long-anticipated run at the top. But with that sort of money dropping into his accounts yearly, you can bet this universally adored name doesn't give a toss what Vinnie Mac has him doing until his current deal expires in 2024. Number 4. Seth Rollins, $4 million. Another one of WWE's Mr. Reliables joins the upper echelons of the payroll now, as Seth Rollins laughs all the way to the bank on a yearly basis. Again, it's not difficult to see why WWE is so willing to part ways with a staggering $4 million by the calendar year. The one-time Universal Champion can routinely be counted on to run with whatever storyline McMahon sends his way, with his 2021 alone seeing him slug it out with Cesaro, engage in a bitter feud with Edge, and most recently go to war with WWE champion Big E as he sets his sights on regaining his place at the top of the mountain. The chance of Rollins following the likes of Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman as a big earner suddenly cut from the roster, despite acting as one of WWE's apparent pillars, seems pretty much non-existent. So expect to see the visionary occupying the upper mid-card to main event sports entertainment picture until he finally decides to let the next generation carry the company flag. Number 3, Randy Orton, $4.5 million. If Randy Orton had a dollar for every voice he heard in that barmy little noggin, well, actually, it appears he does. An impressive 20-year stint as one of WWE's most effective and marketable talents has seen the Viper go from rising legend killer slash youngest world champion in the company's history to the most experienced performer dishing out venom that 2021 has to offer. And on top of picking up accolades like most WWE pay-per-view and Raw matches ever, Orton's unprecedented run has now resulted in him taking home a $64.5 million per annum as a reward for his unwavering loyalty and penchant for popping crowds out of nowhere. The minted veteran has seen off a fiend at the show of shows before reluctantly joining forces with Riddle to forge one of the most over units in WWE today. Orton's ability to somehow keep himself relatively fresh after two decades of exposure acts as simply another reminder as to why he takes home the big bucks year after lucrative year. Number 2, Roman Reigns, $5 million. No prizes for landing on who sits in the top two places of the WWE highest earners tree, taking what he felt belonged to him as he formed a formidable unit with special counsel Paul Heyman and his bloodline cousins, a Universal Championship run for the ages, main eventing countless shows, and elevating both SmackDown and the belt with astonishing ease, make his $5 million WWE earnings look a little light when you consider just how vital he is to the modern day product. Whether you're a fan of his dialed up dramatics both mid-match and on the mic or not, few performers have held a candle to Reigns in terms of captivating consistency since his epic rejuvenation, so expect a significant pay bump on the island of relevancy before long. Number 1, Brock Lesnar, $12 million. Though the tribal chief may be carrying the company's top prize and acting as the undoubted face of WWE at this moment, money most definitely does not lie, and there is still only one undisputed top commodity in the land of the giants. After going missing in the wake of an emphatic defeat at the hands of Drew McIntyre inside of an empty performance center, Brock Lesnar would finally make his triumphant return inside of Allegiant Stadium, following Roman Reigns' battering of John Cena. For a time, though, serious question marks hung over whether the Beast would even pop back up in Vinnie Mac's empire again. With the star becoming a free agent in August of 2020, and the ever-present rumors of a UFC return doing the rounds once again, ultimately said whispers proved to be a load of nonsense once more, as Lesnar slipped straight back into his mega-money $12 million WWE comfort zone and renewed hostilities with Reigns at Crown Jewel in 2021. Babyface Brock and all of his flannel goodness looks like he's here to stay, making all of the cash to spend on new hunting equipment to pick off more moose by the name of Pierce. He's a weird guy, but I'm not going to tell him that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.